Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have the alt-girl spectrum. Which one would you do if you had to pick one of these crazy ones? The clown girl, the mime girl, or the goth girl? I don't think it's a trick question that all women are clowns. But I'd pick the mime because it would actually be a challenge to make her scream out in the bedroom. Just watching your silent scream would make me shoot out a stream, if you know what I mean. Plus, at all other times, she wouldn't speak, so no nagging, and I'd be in heaven. Up next is the eternal question, if you must marry one of these two, which one would you tie the knot with? Personally, I'd rather suck on a boomstick. But if I had to, I'd pick Amber because I'd pick crazy over a cheater any day of the week. Although Amber probably cheated on Depp with Elon Musk. Your decision, however, should be based on which of these two has more money, so you can divorce them and get half. I bet some guys out there think that they can fix both of them. Number three, Brie Larson doesn't want to play Captain Marvel anymore. Why? Because of the toxic backlash. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the film being a big box office bomb. Plus, she comes across as being stuck up and not very grateful or likable. I think she ruined Captain Marvel and now she wants to leave. She's like a girl that cheats on her boyfriend and then calls him toxic for cheating on her back. Moving on in nature, it's the male that's usually the most beautiful. That's why human females invented fake-up. People say that this is gay, and penguins even call me gay for pointing this out. Even though he has long flowing hair that makes him look like he's peacocking. It's the female chameleon, stupid. She's trying to dress brightly to attract the male, of course. Number 5, archaeologists discovered that there was in fact gender equality in the ancient world, because the Aztecs sacrificed women as well as men. Looks like humans haven't changed all that much over the last 2,000 years. They still want people to believe the so-called experts in narrative. It's stuff like this that makes me think that the conquistadors were right to put an end to this sort of tomfoolery, regardless of if it was all about equality or not. Up next is a woman that was humbled. She asked a guy for his number at the gym and he gave it to her. She then said, "It's okay if you're not interested in me. It's okay." He said he wasn't and to leave him alone. She wasn't humbled, but embarrassed too. Odds are he was interested at first, but just didn't want to play her games. She seems to have wanted an immediate answer of yes or no and couldn't sit patiently waiting at home by her phone. He smelled the neediness on her and realized he could actually do better. Number 7 is Jeff Bezos's wife swooning over Leonardo DiCaprio. She did this right in front of Bozo. And just look at Leo's face. It's screaming, "Someone please get this geriatric giner off of me." I guess you should have brought a couple of 24-year-old dates that are both half the age of this clout chaser with a cooch. Number 8 is a real big tragedy. A mom ended her children before jumping off a bridge. I guess it's rough being a single mother these days. How often does a man do this where he actually has custody of his own children? Men just end up offing themselves instead. The biggest question we should all have is, where is the father in this picture? Please no jokes about burning certain dark substances. Moving on is the modern woman at her peak versus the modern woman when she hits the peak. At the peak, she doesn't have to submit because men are replaceable and she's the prize. They can boss them around. After the wall, however, she can't find a man that will no longer put up with her sassy attitude. All those years of being a masculine, arrogant boss bitch have finally caught up to her. The first woman looks like Dua Lipa and the second one looks like Selena Gomez. Number 10, I asked the question, would you still smash her if she didn't have any makeup on, as well as eyebrows and eyelashes, by the looks of this picture? I would say no, but if you're unsure, always make women swimming out on the first date, so you can make sure what they really look like. Personally, after going monk mode, I wouldn't be with her even if she always looked like she was wearing makeup. Up next is a single mother still in high school that's a lucky pick on a dating app. I ask the question, is her life ruined now? Not necessarily if she gets Section 8 and EBT. Maybe also add some child support and she'll become hood rich. Odds are she grew up without a father in the house, and now she's unsure that the same will happen to her daughter. I feel bad for the kid, however. you know exactly how this is going to play out in the next few years. Number 12, we have Alex Jones and Blair White. First, they caught him with trans adult content on his phone, on his own podcast. And then he's posing like this with Blair, a trans woman. Is Alex Jones gay because of the chemicals they keep putting in the water that's turning all the frogs gay as well? If that's the case, then he should move down to Thailand because it looks like he would fit in better there. Moving on, we have a woman perplexed that her son is figuring out gynocentrism at the age of 7. He wonders why there's a section on Netflix called Girl Power, but no section called Boy Power. Or why they have battered women's shelters, but no battered men's shelters. The mother wants people to give her feminist recommendations to share with them to prevent him from breaking free of the conditioning. Poor kid, however, because even the dad is in on the feminist indoctrination. Number 14, maybe that woman's husband is the one guy in this picture that does 80% of the work in his office. This looks like a nightmare. Imagine working in such a place. You having to do all the work and concentrate while the women are clocking all around you for hours. This guy must be deaf, and if he isn't, he soon will be. The women also probably get paid more than him as well. It's only fair. He has to atone for the sins of the patriarchy. Up next, ask the question, would you? I certainly would not, because like the stack of cash, I would be one of many. I would of course take the money though, and a few pictures for posterity's sake. If you're thinking of saying yes, then you're probably saying yes to HIV. Looks to me like all the female rappers out there are getting mighty desperate these days. Number 16 is a guy telling us that his sister is still upset at him for sleeping with an 18-year-old almost 2 years ago, when he was 26. She shamed him and he ended up dumping the woman and told her he wouldn't do it again. In the end, she told him that if he actually slept with someone that young again, he would be dead to her. I can't believe he bent the knee to his own sister and she's the one dictating who he can dick around with. Moving on is a wayman that asked her boyfriend to rail her, and he said no, he was too tired. But she woke up and he was choking the chicken. To be fair though, jerking does take a lot of energy and this is what happens when a woman gets fat. Maybe her cat smells bad, or she's got herpagomycyphilates, which is acting up again, and she feels like sandpaper down there when he uses his peter. Whatever happened to the phrase, his body, his choice? Number 18 is a bunch of women exploiting the Israel war to get views and followers on TikTok by promoting 4 dances you can help Hamas fight Israel with. My guess on the 4 dances include a pole dance, lap dance, and twerking. What do you guys think the 4th dance is? I guess these days women are willing to do whatever they can for attention. I think as a soy society, we're absolutely finished. Up next is a woman named Courtney that lives in Dublin and works for Wix, an Israeli company, and she said that Israel is a terrorist state. And look what happened the next day. Looks like they let her go that very next day. If she's clueless enough not to know who her employer is, then she deserves to lose her job. Number 20 is a couple that just did the dirty, and then the woman tells the guy that she has a confession, that she used to be a Christian. The guy says that's awesome. Then she says she much rather prefers to be a Christine. That's when he realizes that she's born a he, instead of born again. And because of his fear of saying the wrong thing, he says he's glad she's comfortable with herself now. I guess he's glad that she's also post-op. Moving on is a picture of Guy Ritchie and Madonna back in 2007. Maybe we should call him Gal Ritchie, instead of Guy. Because it looks like the item in the bag was used to peg him up his poop chute. But that's probably why she looks so happy in this photo. Plus, she's the one walking in front of him, so that means she's more likely to be dominant in the relationship. They divorce shortly thereafter, so let that be a lesson, everyone. Number 22, we have Taylor Slow saying that she's a Christian, and that people with real Christian values should actually support abortions. Sounds like heretic language to me. She's probably just trying to expand her audience and influence the Christians out there to change what their faith means to them. This is as crazy as saying that I'm a vegan and people with real vegan values eat meat. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pope also started saying stuff like this. Number 23 is an article saying that a guy is divorcing his wife over a Lonely Fools account. He says he's uncomfortable with it because her 11-year-old daughter is being bullied because of it. Another woman pipes in and says the same thing happened to her, because she made a naughty video for Lonely Friends with his friend. She says, come on, babe, it's just for a job. I guess that being dumped by their partners couldn't have happened to better people. Up next is a soon-to-be single mother that posted a picture of future father of their child on TikTok. Sure, she actually might have slept with him, but how does the guy know that he's the father? She could have been banging other guys around the same time, and she probably thinks that he's simpy enough to stay with and pay for the kid. If he's the father, then she only wants to use him for his cash. do you really think he's going to come forward? The chances are slim, and she probably wants some woman in his life to shame him into doing so. Number 25 of the last one is the Jay Teachman study that says there's a 90% chance that a woman stays married if she's a virgin, and that there's a 96% chance that a woman that's had 20 or more lovers will never get married. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. This is according to a Harvard study. Maybe the fertility rates are actually crashing because of female promiscuity. Besides body count, her body weight is also important as to if she stays married or not. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. It really helps me out. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.